what has disturbed me is that the unwillingness of statutory agencies and various departments to actually do something about it. And all I've heard from these floods have taken place almost a month ago is telling farmers what they cannot do, what they shouldn't be doing, and what they cannot do because they'll be breaching rules and regulations, as opposed to actually saying what they should do or what the department can do to help and support them. So I attended a public meeting in Crown Hall, and I stated publicly my frustration. The room was filled with farmers very concerned for their land and for their livelihoods, and rightly so, and they're expected to clean up this wreckage without a single penny. Basically, the farmers of Northern Ireland are being discriminated against if you take it on the scale of those right across England, Scotland and Wales that in recent years suffered flood damage to lands and received compensation from Westminster. But in the absence of an executive here, there is no funds being released and they're continually being told there's no money and there's nothing they can do to help. But yet these farmers have to put fencing in and have to re-establish the boundaries of their land and also clean up all the sludge and muck that is covering many, many acres across that valley.
In the immediate aftermath of the flooding, we spoke to Mark H. Durkin, your own party colleague and indeed a former Minister for the Environment himself, and he seemed at that point quite confident that decisions could be made at Stormont in terms of the allocation of funding, in terms of extra funds, in terms of extra resources. It would appear that he was overly optimistic at that point.
Yes, well, any one of us would have assumed that there would have been some form of natural course that would have compensated or provided some monies or grant aid to these farmers, particularly from the Department of DIRA, working in conjunction with the Department of Finance and even the Department of Infrastructure, because those are the three departments that this affects. They haven't even discussed this, but I do know that the Permanent Secretary for DIRA has been in the Glenelg Valley and has seen the wreckage, but it deeply, deeply worries me that at this stage there still is no money to rectify this issue. Why are the farmers in the Northwest, in Northern Ireland, being treated any differently? But I can say, though, without any doubt in my mind, that if this had happened in Belfast, we would not be sitting in the same situation. This is a reality, again, of discrimination and a lack of equality for the people in the Northwest, the west of the ban, here in Northern Ireland. Farmers are waiting a month now, almost, a month since this has happened, and there has been not a penny given to sort them out. But yet, right across the rest of this island of Ireland, and Donegal and other parts, landowners have received support from the government. So why are farmers a few miles up the road in the Northern Irish jurisdiction being treated differently?
Do you believe James Brokenshire will accede to your request and intervene directly himself?
Well, James Brokenshire needs to wake up to the reality that these negotiations that are on the Stormont are becoming far too prolonged, and people on the ground are suffering from real-life issues. Real-life issues such as these floods. And I've written to him to call together the permanent secretaries for finance, the permanent secretaries for the Department of Infrastructure and the permanent secretary for the Department of DIRA, because in conjunction with those three permanent secretaries and himself, surely they could scrape money together to get some form of grant aid to support these farmers who are in dire, dire straits.